In the second Elu Devarim, we read about a group of mitzvos she peirosehem ba'olam hazeh, that the fruits are in this world, but the keren is kayemas la'olam haba. But the principle lasts, or the principle is fulfilled in olam haba. What that means is that essentially you live off the interest of your good deeds in this world, but the initial deposit sort of sits, you know, in the spiritual bank and continues to grow. And the reward for the initial mitzvah is waiting for you in the world to come, in the olam haba. But the proceeds, the interest, you get in this world. So why are these mitzvos that are listed characterized as the principle, you will get the reward in the next world, but you still get some payros in this world. You still get some interest, you still get some fruits in this world. So I found that the Tosfos Yom Tov cites the Rambam, who says that mitzvos are divided into two different groups. There's one group of mitzvos, which are Beino Veina Kadosh Baruch Hu, between you and God, like tzitzis and tefillin. And the second are mitzvos atelius betoelis b'nei adam. That those are more interpersonal type mitzvos, like geneva, like not stealing, like avas ishes reihu, like loving your fellow Jew. When you do a mitzvah in the first category, Hashem will reward you in the next world. But when you do mitzvos of the second category, which are mostly interpersonal mitzvos, certainly you'll get credit in Olam Haba because you did the mitzvah, you did what Hashem told you to do. But you will also find goodness in this world because you did something good in this world. You've created goodness in this world. We do something between you and God. So that's not intuitive, the rationale. You did a mitzvah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to reward you in the next world. But when you do, let's say, an interpersonal mitzvah, and most of the mitzvahs of Elu, the second category, are interpersonal mitzvahs, they have an impact on this world. So, for example, I remember someone was telling me that one of the mitzvahs, one of the examples of the Elu Devarim, is Kibud Av V'Aim. So, yes, we do Kibud Av V'Aim, we honor our parents, so that we're going to be rewarded in the next world. But the peiros are still in this world. What are the peiros? If your kids see you honoring your parents, your kids will honor you. If you do good to someone else, you'll bring greater goodness into the world, and you'll see the fruits of your labor even in this world. So this is the beauty of these mitzvos that are the peirosam b'olam hazen and keren kiyomos olam haba. Whenever we do a mitzvah, we get schar, we get reward olam haba. But sometimes we do mitzvos, we see the fruits of our labor, especially the interpersonal mitzvos, how they come back to bring so much joy and goodness to us and to the world at large.